When you think of the American girl brand, probably the first thing that comes to mind is the dolls. But they also publish a magazine and books. And 20 years ago, the company published their book, The Care and Keeping of You. The book covers everything from the importance of self-esteem to how to shave for the first time, helping preteen girls feel comfortable about the changes happening in their bodies. If you grew up with a copy of this book, or maybe you're a parent who bought the book for your kid, how has it affected your life, your family? Call in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Joining us in the studio now is Valerie Lee Schaefer, author of The Care and Keeping of You. Valerie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Also in the studio, Barbara Stretchberry, currently executive editor at American Girl. She's been with the company for 20 years. Barbara, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Barbara, I want to step back. Two decades now, this month. How did the company decide there was a need for a book like this?
So we were publishing a magazine, and there's an advice column in the magazine called Help, and we were getting thousands and thousands of letters from girls and on all kinds of topics. But what we were seeing a lot were topics about changing bodies and self-esteem and body image, and really wanting to understand how this change was going to affect them. So it really came from the girls. The idea came from them.
And Valerie, you're brought in to write this book. And this is a big topic, a tough topic. You're trying to please the kids, their parents, editors, the community at large. How do you start to tackle something like this?
I think what we did throughout the development of the editorial was fix in our mind a 10-year-old girl, who she was, what she was interested in, what she cared about, what she worried about. And I think holding that girl in our mind and in our heart was really our guiding star through the development of the book.
And Barbara, I understand that you had focus groups of girls in that age group that you worked with through this process.
Yes, and actually I wasn't there at the time, so I'm going to let Valerie talk about those groups.
Okay.
You know, the interesting thing about the focus groups is that they weren't scientific marketing focus groups. We gathered a loose collection of girls and mothers, mostly people who worked at American Girl, and it was really just to sort of get a handle on that girl and her interests and where she was so that we could meet her where she was. The impetus for the book wasn't really about satisfying anything learned from a formal marketing focus group. We had a sense that there was a need for this book. I don't think until we published it we realized that there was a hunger for it.
And let's talk about the tone a little bit, Valerie, because I think there have been a lot of health curriculum books that have a very scientific and stodgy tone. What kind of voice did you want this book to be in?
Well, I think for us, what we wanted to adopt was a voice that really respected girls and really honored this time of transition in her life. And we said to ourselves as an editorial team, our voice is that of a favorite, beloved aunt. Somebody who's not your mother or father, but somebody who you trust. Somebody who you think is maybe just a little bit cooler than your mom. And that was the voice that we were really channeling for this girl.
And Barbara, can you talk about reaction to this book since it came out 20 years ago?
Sure. We still, to this day, get hundreds and hundreds of letters from girls still asking the same questions, still wondering, and they have just told us how much this book has meant to them, how meaningful it is, and the information that they learn, it just is very reassuring to them. And then also we hear from parents that it's so great to have this this book to help girls get through this time and help parents talk about this time with their girls.
And can you talk about how it's evolved over the years? I'm looking at a copy, a more recent edition. This is the body book for younger girls. There's different age groups. There's one for boys as well.
Right. So a few years ago, we were still looking at all this mail that we were getting from girls, and it became pretty clear to me that girls were not getting everything they needed from the first version of the book. And so I started thinking about what are those letters about? And a lot of it was the social, emotional changes that girls are going through. What happens after my period comes, or what what happens after I get my first bra? Like, what do I do next? And so we decided to take the material and kind of age it up a little bit and put it into a second edition. So there's a Care and Keeping of You 1 for girls who are 8 and older, and Care and Keeping of You 2 for girls who are about 10 and older, just so that they could get the right information at the right time. And then a few years ago, because we've been hearing from parents so often that they wish that there was a book like this for boys, because it's been so valuable for their daughters, we listened to them and we put out a similar book for boys. A lot of the information is the same, hygiene, sleep, exercise, mm-hmm. those kinds of things that every kid should know and grow up with.
We are talking about The Care and Keeping of You, the body book for girls. It was the original one. It came out 20 years ago this month. We have the author, Valerie Lee Schaefer, with us, and Barbara Stretchberry with American Girl, executive editor there now. And Valerie, can you talk about this as, you know, this is something that's basically a universal experience. Everybody's going to go through puberty at some point. And it's an incredibly unique experience that everybody goes through in some ways in their own brain.
Yeah, and I think especially for young girls in that 8 to 10 year range, it's a subject that's very sensitive and they feel very private about it. They may even feel embarrassed about it. And so a book is a way for a girl to get the information she feels ready to receive when she's ready to receive it. And our hope throughout has been that we've really engendered conversations between girls and their trusted adults, whether it's their mother, their father, or some other adult in their lives. And we hope that by giving them language and by giving them a little bit of courage, that they can have these conversations.
And more than that, I think it's maybe a topic that a girl might get a message, even if she wants to talk about it, from adults in her life, maybe peers. No, that's something you don't talk about.
Maybe, yeah. I think girls also are very social creatures for the most part. And our experience with this book is that this is something that girls like to read and talk about with their friends and in the privacy of their bedrooms. So sometimes they may not feel ready to talk to their mother about it or an adult, but they're ready to talk to their friends about it.
And Barbara, has the book evolved over time in terms of the images in it, the languages in it, the things it covers?
Sure. We did update the illustration about 7 or 8 years ago, just feeling like it was time to update the look and feel of the book. But a lot of the things have stayed the same because it's the information that was published 20 years ago was the right information for girls. And so it's still the same trim size. It's still the same tone. It still reaches girls where they are with these illustrations that are comforting and easy, and nothing is threatening in the book.
And Valerie, was there, I mean, this is talking about, as you say, sensitive topics for some people. Was there criticism, backlash in the early days after the book came out?
Yes, yeah, certainly. I mean, I think by and large, the book was very well received. And I would say that criticism tends to fall in two completely polar opposite directions. The book goes too far. The book doesn't go far enough. And I think some people felt that some of the content was too explicit for their child. And some people felt like their child needed more information than what we provided. But I think we really hit the sweet spot in terms of what most girls and most families feel is appropriate for that age range.
And Barbara, you say you've heard from a lot of girls who have read the book over the year. Is this something that you get the sense that the parents have been reading too, maybe before handing to the girl, or to be ready maybe for the questions that might arise?
Yeah, absolutely. We hear a lot from moms to tell other moms, go get that big white book from American Girl. Like, and so it's just this iconic thing that gets passed from mom to mom. And, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
I think also some of my favorite letters that I've received have been from fathers who've said, I'm a single dad or I'm a divorced dad and my daughter is becoming a more private person and I want her to feel like she can talk to me about whatever is on her mind. And this book has really helped me feel comfortable having a conversation with her.
I've heard from moms, too, who say they read it together and will look at it together and then tell their daughter, I'm going to put this book on your shelf and you can look at it when you need to. And girls will do that. They will go back to it over and over again. And then when they're ready, they know that their mom has given them this book. They're ready for this conversation and they can have this trusted conversation together.
Now, with the Body Book for Boys edition, I think I read that there's some skepticism. Are boys going to latch onto a book that's coming from American Girl?
Right. We didn't brand it American Girl for that reason. Because at the end of the day, we want boys to pick this up and learn the information inside. It's important to know how to take care of your body and know how to know what's coming as you're growing up.
And Valerie, for the older girls now, there was the separate book. What kind of mental health, I understand, was more of a focus in the sort of part two here. Can you talk about that?
I think that's right. I didn't write the second book in the series. That was written by a wonderful pediatrician named Karen Natterson. And it had a lot more information about menstruation. It had more information about mental health issues, body image issues, things that might be on the minds of a slightly older girl.
And Barbara, can you talk about, I was definitely in school in an era, and my kids are now, where a lot of the materials you see in school are clearly 20, 30 years old. Have you been trying to make sure that the look of the book doesn't look dated?
Right. I think that that's one of the strengths of American Girl, is that we really present the information, no matter if it's in the magazine or in a book, in this highly verbal, visual way, so that it's attractive to kids, it's not threatening, it's easy to read, and it's easy to understand. But at the same time, it's all information that they need to know for their growing bodies.
And Valerie, you hear from kids and parents now 20 years. So that's a point where maybe people who read this as a kid are giving it to their own kids. Are you hearing multi-generational stories like that?
For sure. And when I wrote this book, I was pregnant with my first daughter. She's now 20. And it's really, really gratifying to hear from girls who've grown up with this book. It makes you feel really old.
Now, for your daughter, was reading the book like, oh, this is like talking to mom.
Yeah, I think my daughters had it on their bookshelves from the time they were babies, and they were like most girls. They read it in their bedrooms, and we didn't necessarily talk about it a lot.
And Barbara, you're counting on, I assume, publishing these for another 20 years and beyond?
Absolutely. We are so proud of this work. We are so proud of the girls that we've been able to reach and teach them healthy living skills and help them not be afraid of becoming a young woman.
And since this has come out, Valerie, have you gone and talked at, I don't know, schools or parenting groups about the book?
I sometimes do, especially in the community I live in. And what I really find is that many aspects of how we live have changed, but girls essentially at their core at 10 years of age are pretty much the same.
It's a good place to leave it. Valerie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Barbara, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Valerie Lee Schaefer, author of The Care and Keeping of You, The Body Book for Girls. Barbara Stretchberry, also with us, executive director at American Girl. They talked to us about the 20th anniversary of the book, The Care and Keeping of You, and the different variations that have come out in the 20 years since.